Comprehensive Therapy Center. Well, offering the 2020 Driveway Concert Series. It's a social distancing fundraiser, and I bet my next guest, Summer Wright, our executive director, will remind us that, well, we miss live music, and so do those on behalf of the center. Good morning to you, Summer.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me on your show.
Welcome. Welcome back. And let's, first of all, kudos to you for bringing back music into our lives here very shortly, but also bringing into lives some good therapy. What is the center all about?
Comprehensive Therapy Center helps people with disabilities, developmental disabilities in particular, walk, talk, learn, and play. And we have a special emphasis on pediatrics. So if you have a child that needs speech therapy or occupational therapy, we've got therapists for you.
Yes. And how has therapy continued in these times?
Well, as you can imagine, it's been a little bit tough. We had not been folks who offered teletherapy before. So when we closed our office in March, we did a quick turn to try and figure out how to offer those therapy services via video chat. And it's been going pretty well for some of our young clients, but for other folks, not as great as doing it in person. So we just reopened and we're starting to do some therapy in the office.
And yet here is an opportunity to kick back, listen to some music, and support the center. So let's talk about your 2020 Driveway Concert Series, Summer.
We are super excited about them. As you can imagine, getting enough personal protection equipment and technology to offer distance therapy has been tough during these times for, you know, any business, but nonprofits in particular. So we're going to our founding executive director, Jean Silbar, who lives across the street from Meyer Gardens. And what we've done in the past is whenever there was a concert there, we would hang out in our driveway in our own chairs and listen to the tunes. And this year we thought, man, we are going to miss that. But there's an opportunity there, which is, we know lots of incredibly great performers in Grand Rapids who have wonderful music. And Jean's lawn and driveway are huge. So we thought, why not do it anyway? We'll just bring our own performers this time.
Nice. When does this kick off?
This will kick off next Tuesday, July 21st. And our first artist will be Nicholas James Tomsma. We're asking folks to bring their own chairs and bring masks in case they want to chat. And we'll maintain social distancing and just hang out and listen to some great music.
I mean, literally, it's there's a lot of BYOs here. There's a, as you mentioned, bringing our own mask. There's a bringing my own chair, snacks, and drinks here.
Yeah, we say you can bring your own drinks, absolutely. Just be a little bit cautious with how much you drink because we don't have a bathroom in the driveway. So go ahead and bring some lemonade or whatever you like. Just remember, you might have to run across the street to Meyer Gardens if you need to use a restroom.
Well, and that's, I guess that's the reality check is, will there, are you kind of in cahoots with the gardens to allow access here?
The gardens are open on Tuesday nights until 9 o'clock, I believe, so it's a good synergy. Folks can go hang out at the gardens and look at the beautiful offerings they have there and then head across the street for us to cap the evening with some music, or do it the other way around. Listen to some music with us and then head to the gardens if they like.
Now, you're looking at a 50-person cap here?
Yes, absolutely. We want to make sure that we're safe during these times.
Where am I parking?
There is some space in Dream's driveway. Otherwise, you can park on the street that she's on or any of the adjacent streets.
Awesome. See, retiring from an executive position, executive director position, it just doesn't end. And, of course, this is considered a fundraiser. How does this work?
Yes. So this absolutely is a fundraiser. We are not asking for ticket prices, but we do ask that you donate what you can. We're hoping for $25 a person, but we know that some folks can't quite make that, and some folks have a little bit more. So we're leaving it in our community to help support us.
Summer Wright with us, directing the Comprehensive Therapy Center, offering the 2020 Driveway Concert Series that kicks off this Tuesday. Tell me about where the proceeds go and how CTC will be using these.
All of the proceeds will go to help us keep serving kids in our community this summer and fall. We will use it for in-office and teletherapy so that folks who are having some trouble affording therapy services can still get what they need.
I'm looking at your lineup. So you mentioned you started with Nicholas James, Thomas Ma, and then Christopher Andress. Hey, he's my mitten brewing buddy. So that'll be the 28th. All your lineup is there.
Yeah. Christopher Andress is a longtime supporter of CTC, and we're very grateful to have him.
Great. All right. Well, this is obviously a silver lining for how to best support CTC and also certainly how to support your musicians as well. So details one more time on how to get involved.
If you head over to the website, therapycenter.org, you can click on Driveway Concert Series and see our full lineup and how to donate. And if you have any questions, you can reach out to me, Summer Wright, swright@therapycenter.org.
A social distance fundraiser for children with disabilities, the Driveway Concert Series on the lawn of former executive director Gene Silbar, not near Meyer Gardens. Again, get in touch with you and yours for more of those details. And I like it, Summer. You even have rain dates listed. So you deal with reality in more than one way, I imagine. All right, Summer.
Absolutely.
Take care of those little kids with the therapy that is done on behalf of Comprehensive Therapy Center.